Today, the Gator is sitting down with Senior Ryan Hurst, and he just voted yesterday. So we're just going to talk a little bit about the first time voter experience and how it went.
Yeah, it was a big milestone. Finally, being old enough to vote. And yeah, loved
and you're
it.
so lucky that you got to go, right? You just turned 18 in September.
Yeah.
And you got to vote in this election. I know there are a lot of people in our grade just kind of missing that window.
Yeah, so I turned 18 end of September and registered to vote as soon as I turned 18. Voted yesterday, last night.
How was the process? Was it busy, stressful?
Yeah, so it was definitely super. It was very new to me. I didn't know that the election was so complicated on top of just the presidential race. There's other state questions that you got to do. And I thought those questions were really interesting to look into, as well as like senator and all that. So, you know, I did have to do my fair share of research and stuff like that. But I did think it was, you know, really cool and kind of cool to be a part of, you know.
That's so interesting, especially that you talk about doing your own research. I know we're all kind of, I mean, I'd like to think we're all informed, especially at Brimmer, which does such a great job informing students. How did you find sources, especially reliable sources, to further educate yourself on some of the issues we don't usually talk about?
Yeah, so I thought, you know, it's hard because a lot of people have biases towards,
yeah,
you know, what they think is right.
So even certain sources.
Yeah. So I think I need to just, you know, take a step back, you know, take a look at both sides and then make a judgment on what I think was right. And I think I had to do that, especially with the six questions for statewide stuff. You know, some of that stuff, even my parents had different opinions on, and I think it was just up to my best judgment making that decision.
Do you feel like, I just want to tie it back to also, you talked about your parents have different opinions as
yeah.
well, that even in a community where people might think a lot of the same things, that you're able to make your own informed decision based on what you believe?
Yeah. I think our school does a really good job of, you know, if you do have different opinions, allowing you to have those different opinions.
Definitely.
And forcing it on you. I think we have, you know, like the lunch that's offered today to talk about the election, where people have a conversation about it. I think it's good to encourage people to, you know, speak their mind, different views. I think Brimmer does a good job of allowing people to have different views of both sides.
I definitely agree. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with us and discussing the experience overall. And I'm glad you got to vote and you got out there after school.
Yeah, thank you for the interview.